Chapter 10. Luck is probability taken personally, the philosophy of uncertainty. The moment, everything changed. Sarah sits in her car outside the office building, staring at the rejection email. Her third startup pitch this month. 3 years of development, countless sleepless nights, and perfect execution, all met with polite no-thank-you responses. "I'm the unluckiest entrepreneur alive," she texts her mentor. "The universe is against me." Meanwhile, across town, Jake celebrates his first successful business sale, same market, similar product, launched 6 months after Sarah's. The difference? His demo crashed during the presentation, but the investor's daughter happened to use a competitive product that morning and complained about it at breakfast. Both Sarah and Jake experienced the same mathematical reality, the randomness of timing, markets, and human decision-making. But each processed this reality through the lens of personal narrative. Sarah saw cosmic injustice. Jake saw destiny. The truth, neither experienced luck, both experienced probability. The difference was how personally they took it. The lens, not the verdict. Probability is a lens, not a verdict. This distinction changes everything about how we navigate uncertainty. Mathematics tells us that outcomes exist on a spectrum of likelihood. Some events are more probable than others, but few are guaranteed. When we transform this neutral mathematical reality into personal judgment, when we make probability about us rather than about the universe, we create suffering where none needs to exist. The transformation process. Step 1. Objective event. Something happens that was always mathematically possible. Step 2. Personal interpretation. We assign meaning. This happened to me because. Step 3. Narrative construction. We create a story that makes us the protagonist of randomness. Step 4. Emotional investment. The story becomes our reality, affecting our decisions and self-worth. Step 5. Behavioral consequence. We act based on the story, not the mathematics. This process turns probability into luck and luck into destiny, but it's all constructed, and what we construct, we can deconstruct. What you believe is real. What you believe is real will be real to you in its consequences. This isn't mystical thinking, it's practical psychology. Your beliefs about probability shape your behavior. Your behavior shapes your outcomes. Your outcomes reinforce your beliefs. This creates loops that can be virtuous or vicious. The belief-behavior loop. Positive loop. Belief. Uncertainty contains opportunity. Behavior. Take calculated risks, persist through setbacks. Outcomes. Some failures, some successes, overall progress. Reinforcement. I can navigate uncertainty effectively. Negative loop. Belief. I'm unlucky. Behavior. Avoid risks, quit at first setback. Outcomes. Fewer failures, but also fewer successes. Reinforcement. I knew I was unlucky. Both loops are self-fulfilling prophecies. The difference isn't in the randomness they encounter, it's in how they interpret and respond to that randomness. The magical thinking paradox. Here's where it gets interesting. Belief in luck can shape outcomes. Magical thinking holds power. This seems to contradict everything we know about probability. How can believing in luck affect mathematically random events? The answer lies in understanding what luck beliefs actually do. The beginner's luck phenomenon. Beginner's luck often arises because newcomers act instinctively, free from overanalyzing probabilities. They're not paralyzed by knowledge of what could go wrong. They act with the confidence that comes from not knowing the odds. The paradox. The less they know about probability, the more probabilistic opportunities they create for themselves. Examples. The entrepreneur who starts a business in an industry with 90% failure rates because they don't know the statistics. The poker player who bluffs in impossible spots because they haven't learned they're supposed to be scared. The investor who buys during market crashes because they don't understand how dangerous it is. The confidence effect. When you believe you're lucky, you take more calculated risks. Persist longer through setbacks. Notice opportunities others miss. Radiate confidence that attracts allies. Maintain optimism that fuels performance. These behaviors don't change the underlying probability of random events, but they increase your exposure to positive randomness while building resilience to negative randomness. Decisions are bets on the future. Decisions are bets on the future, and emotions are predictions based on the past. This insight revolutionizes how we approach uncertainty. Every choice you make is a wager on what will happen next. You're betting your time, energy, money, and attention on uncertain outcomes. The question isn't whether you're gambling, it's whether you're gambling wisely. The prediction machine. Your brain is constantly making predictions. If I work late tonight, I'll get promoted. If I fold this hand, I'll miss a profitable opportunity. If I start this business, it will succeed. These predictions are based on past experiences, current information, and emotional states. But they're predictions about probability, not certainty. The error: we often treat our predictions as facts rather than educated guesses about uncertain futures. The emotional forecasting problem. Emotions are predictions based on the past. When you feel lucky or unlucky, you're not experiencing the present moment. You're experiencing your brain's prediction about future outcomes based on past patterns. The challenge: past patterns don't reliably predict future randomness. Your emotional state is often responding to yesterday's variance, not today's probability. The indifference of probability. The cards have no memory. Poker doesn't think. This applies to all random systems, not just cards. The universe is indifferent to your personal narrative. Probability doesn't care about your story, your struggles, or your dreams. This indifference isn't cruel, it's liberating. The freedom of indifference. When you truly understand that chance is indifferent to your actions, you gain several freedoms. Freedom from superstition. You can stop performing rituals to influence randomness and focus on what you can actually control. Freedom from personalization. You can stop taking random events personally and see them as mathematical inevitabilities. Freedom from narrative. You can stop constructing elaborate stories about why things happen to you specifically. Freedom to act. You can make decisions based on probability rather than on fear of cosmic punishment or hope for cosmic reward. The responsibility paradox. If probability is indifferent to your actions, are you responsible for your outcomes? This creates a fascinating paradox. You're not responsible for what happens to you. Random events are beyond your control. You're completely responsible for how you respond to what happens to you. Your choices in the face of randomness are entirely yours. This paradox resolves when you realize that responsibility isn't about controlling outcomes. It's about optimizing your responses to uncertainty. Success, effort, and the attribution error. Success is often credited to effort, failure to luck. This attribution error distorts our understanding of both achievement and setbacks. The success attribution pattern: when we succeed, I worked hard for this. I made smart decisions. I earned this outcome. Talent and effort paid off. When we fail, I got unlucky. The timing was wrong. The market wasn't ready. External factors worked against me. Both attributions are partially true and partially false. Success usually involves both effort and favorable probability. Failure usually involves both poor decisions and unfavorable probability. The balanced attribution. Healthy success attribution. I made good decisions and prepared well, and randomness worked in my favor. Healthy failure attribution. I made some poor decisions and could have prepared better, and randomness worked against me. This balanced view maintains motivation while acknowledging reality. It gives you credit for your contributions while respecting the role of probability. Outcomes are echoes of uncertainty. Outcomes are echoes of uncertainty, not verdicts on our worth. This reframing changes everything about how we interpret our results. The verdict mindset. Most people treat outcomes as verdicts. Good outcomes, Kirschers, good person, good decisions. Bad outcomes, bad person, bad decisions. Patterns of outcomes equals destiny, fate, character. This mindset makes every result feel like a judgment on your fundamental worth as a person. The echo mindset. The echo mindset sees outcomes as information. Good outcomes, Schuschkert, favorable probability, plus decent decisions. Bad outcomes, Ockert, unfavorable probability, plus possibly poor decisions. Patterns of outcomes equals mathematical inevitability, plus strategic trends. This mindset makes every result feel like data you can learn from, rather than judgment you must defend against. The resilience equation. Accepting randomness helps build resilience. When you stop taking probability personally, you develop the psychological flexibility to navigate uncertainty effectively. The resilience formula. Resilience equals preparation times adaptation times acceptance. Preparation, building skills and resources for uncertain futures. Adaptation, adjusting strategies based on changing circumstances. Acceptance, acknowledging that some outcomes are beyond your control. Most people focus only on preparation. If I work hard enough, I can control outcomes. But resilience requires all three components. The uncertainty advantage. Players who handle uncertainty better than others have a significant advantage in any domain. Emotional stability. They don't get as affected by short-term results. Strategic consistency. They stick to proven approaches through randomness. Risk tolerance. They can take calculated risks when others are paralyzed. Opportunity recognition. They see possibilities where others see only danger. Persistence. They can continue through setbacks that would stop others. The narrative warfare against randomness. We manufacture both decisions and emotions. The stories we tell ourselves about probability directly affect our ability to navigate it. Destructive probability narratives. I'm unlucky. Creates learned helplessness. Reduces risk-taking. Reinforces victim mindset. Becomes self-fulfilling prophecy. Everything happens for a reason. Prevents learning from mistakes. Reduces personal responsibility. Creates false patterns and randomness. Leads to poor decision-making. I'm due for good luck. Misunderstands probability. Encourages gambling behavior. Increases risk-taking inappropriately. Ignores base rates and statistics. Constructive probability narratives. Uncertainty contains opportunity. Encourages calculated risk-taking. Builds resilience to setbacks. Maintains optimism about future. Focuses on what you can control. Probability is neutral. My response is everything. Maintains personal agency. Prevents victimization. Encourages skill development. Builds emotional stability. Random events are information, not judgment. Reduces emotional reactivity. Encourages data-driven decisions. Prevents personalization. Builds learning mindset. The biases that bind us. Biases like confirmation, hindsight, and outcome bias distort our perception, weaving comforting narratives out of chance while masking uncertainty. The confirmation bias trap. We seek information that confirms our existing beliefs about our luck. If you believe you're unlucky, you'll notice every bad outcome and ignore or minimize every good one. The solution: actively seek disconfirming evidence. Keep detailed records of both positive and negative outcomes. Look for patterns in your own pattern seeking. The hindsight bias problem. After outcomes occur, we convince ourselves they were more predictable than they actually were. This prevents us from learning accurate lessons about probability. The solution: before making predictions, write down your confidence levels and reasoning. After outcomes occur, compare your predictions to results without revising your memory. The outcome bias disaster. We judge decisions by their outcomes rather than by the quality of the decision-making process. This leads to poor learning and reinforces superstitious thinking. The solution: don't results-proof your logic. Decision-making is about odds, not outcomes. The philosophy of probabilistic living. Living in a probabilistic universe requires a different philosophy than living in a deterministic one. It requires comfort with uncertainty, fluency with risk, and wisdom about the limits of control. The probabilistic principles. 1. Probability is descriptive, not prescriptive. Probability tells you what's likely to happen, not what should happen or what you deserve. 2. Variance is the price of playing. In any domain involving skill and chance, variance is inevitable. The question is whether you're prepared to pay this price. 3. Small samples are meaningless. Individual outcomes contain little information. Patterns emerge only over large samples. 4. Preparation meets opportunity. Luck is often the result of preparation encountering favorable probability. 5. Your edge is in your response. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond to what happens to you. The practical applications. Career decisions. Take calculated risks on opportunities with asymmetric upside. Don't abandon good strategies because of short-term bad results. Build skills that perform well across different scenarios. Maintain optionality in uncertain environments. Relationship choices. Don't overinterpret individual interactions. Focus on patterns over time rather than specific events. Understand that compatibility has probabilistic elements. Build resilience to relationship variance. Financial management. Diversify across uncorrelated assets. Don't chase performance based on recent results. Understand that good investment strategies often look wrong in the short term. Build buffers for probabilistic downturns. Personal growth. Experiment with different approaches. Don't abandon development based on early setbacks. Understand that skill development has variance. Focus on process improvement over outcome achievement, the ultimate reframe. Luck is probability taken personally. But what if we chose not to take it personally? What if we saw probability as a partner rather than an enemy? What if we understood that uncertainty is the source of all opportunity? What if we realized that our relationship with randomness determines our relationship with life itself? The depersonalization process. Step 1. Recognition. Notice when you're taking probability personally. Catch yourself saying, "I'm unlucky," or "This always happens to me." Step 2. Reframing. Replace personal narratives with mathematical ones. This is variance instead of "I'm cursed." Step 3. Acceptance. Accept that some outcomes are beyond your control. Focus your energy on what you can influence. Step 4. Optimization. Use your understanding of probability to make better decisions. Take calculated risks, build resilience, and maintain perspective. Step 5. Integration. Make probabilistic thinking a natural part of your decision-making process. See uncertainty as information, not threat. The bottom line, dancing with uncertainty. You're 1 year away with focus from people just calling you lucky. This isn't because you'll get luckier, it's because you'll get better at navigating probability. When you stop taking probability personally, you start seeing it clearly. When you see it clearly, you can work with it rather than against it. When you work with it, what others call luck becomes the natural result of skill meeting opportunity. The cards have no memory, life has no memory, but you do, and your memory can be trained to see patterns where they exist and randomness where it exists. Your emotions can be trained to respond to probability rather than to stories about probability. The ultimate truth, in a probabilistic universe, your relationship with uncertainty is your relationship with reality itself. Master this relationship and you master life. The practical outcome, win or lose, it's just variance, but your response to variance is everything. In the next chapter, we'll explore how this philosophical framework applies to the most personal of all uncertainties, the relationship between money, happiness, and freedom. Because once you stop taking probability personally, you can start using it professionally. The final reframe, you're not unlucky. You're not lucky. You're human, navigating probability in a universe that doesn't care about your story. And that's not a limitation. It's the ultimate freedom.